Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 19, text 211 to 215. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. That's not coming. Waiting for the screen to come up.
Maybe battery or coffee.
Coming up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 211. Shantarase Swarupa Buddhi Krishna Ikanishtata.
Shantarase
Matarila. Okay. Translation. When one is fully attached to Krishna's lotus feet, one attains the samatha stage. The word samatha is derived from the word sham. Therefore, shantarasa, the position of neutrality, means being fully attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the verdict of from the mouth of Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. This stage is called self-realization. The purport. The word Shama is explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the following verse. The next is 212. Samo manyasata buddhe shri shri bhagavat vaja tannishta durghata buddhe etam shantaratim vina.
Samo manyasata buddhe iti shri bhagavat vaja tannishta durghata buddhe etam shantaratim vina.
And then the translation is, these are the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one's intelligence is fully attached to my lotus feet, but one does not render practical services, one has attained the stage called Shantarati or Shrama. Without Shantarati, attachment to Krishna is very difficult to achieve. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.1.47.
13.
Okay, so let's Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyamaha Titiksha Tutka Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyamaha Titiksha Tutka Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Titiksha Dukkha Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Titiksha Dukkha Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shruti Dharas Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Titiksha Dukkha Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Toreja Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Titiksha Dukkha Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Titiksha Dukkha Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Titiksha Dukkha Sammarsho Jivvo Pastajayo Dhritihi Shamo Manishtata Buddhe Dhamma Indriya Samyama Thank you. Good. Shama, neutrality, manishtata, attachment to me, buddhe, of intelligence, dhamma, self-control, Indriya Samyamaha, controlling activities of senses. Titiksha, tolerance. Dukkha, of unhappiness. Sammarsha, endurance. Jihwa, tongue. Upastha, and the urge of the genital. Jayaha, conquering. Dhriti, control. translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A. Shiva Kirtanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word Shama or Shanta Rasa indicates that one is attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Dhamma means controlling the senses and not being deviated from the Lord's service. Endurance of unhappiness is titiksha, and dhriti means controlling the tongue and the genitals. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 19, Text 36. The conditioned soul, under the clutches of Maya, the material energy, is very much agitated by the urges of the tongue and the genitals. Control of the urges of the tongue, the belly, and the genitals, which are situated in a straight line, is called dhriti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tarmati jiva ati lobhamaya sudurmati. Among the senses, the tongue is the most formidable enemy of the conditioned soul. Urged by the tongue, one commits many sinful activities. Although Krishna has given human beings nice food, people still commit sin by killing poor animals for the satisfaction of the tongue. Not being able to control the tongue, the conditioned soul eats more than he needs. Of course, everyone must eat to keep the body fit for the Lord's service. But when one cannot control the senses, he falls victim to the dictation of the tongue and belly. Naturally, genital agitation follows and one seeks illicit sex. However, if one is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, he can control the tongue. He can control the tongue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur further says, Krishna Varadaya Man Parivar Jiva Joy Saprasada Anna Dilabhai. In order to conquer the tongue, Krishna has been very merciful and has given us nice food that has been offered to him. When a person is attached to Krishna, so to see, he does not eat anything not offered to Krishna. Sai Annamrita Pao Radha Krishna Guna Gao. Since a devotee only eats prasad, he conquers the citation dictations. He conquers the dictations of the tongue, belly and genitals. One can control the dictates of the senses when situated on the position of Shantarasa. Then one's advancement in Krishna consciousness is assured. Hare Krishna. Now, when one is fully attached to Krishna's lotus feet, one attains this shamatha state. The word shamatha is derived from this word shama. Therefore, shantarasa, the position of neutrality, means being fully attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the verdict from the mouth of Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. This state is called self-realization. So here, Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the course of his instruction to Sanatana Goswami, going through five different rasas. What are the five rasa? Very good, you have been attentive. It's five different rasas. And here I'm just describing a little more on the qualities of Shantarasa. So what are the qualities of Shantarasa? He is Krishna Kanishtata, Swarupa Buddhye, and he is self-realized. He's in the state of self-realization. And he realizes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And further he will explain that the Shantarasa, the devotee, the person who comes to that state of Shantarasa, state of Rasa, and he will have two things attained already. That first thing is Krishna Ekanishtata, it is here. Swarupa Buddhi Krishna Ekanishtata. Ekanishtata. Ekanishtha means he is firmly fixed or focused at the lotus feet of Krishna. Nothing else. Because the another quality is Krishnatya. Krishnatya means he has detachment, he has attained the detachment, he has developed the detachment from the material world or the sense gratification, the attachment to the sense objects. So once he detached, he has been developing this attachment, and at the same time your attachment to Krishna. And so in this way he could be self-realized. Come to the state of self-realization. So here Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing this point, and as Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is describing it, he also supports this point from different sources, from Bhagavatam or from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami has mentioned this point, that is mentioned here in the 2:12. Shamo manishtata buddhe iti Sri Bhagavat Vachah. So Rupa Goswami put this point in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, saying that Lord Krishna has mentioned it in 11th canto, that Shamo manishtata buddhe. Shama means that one's intelligence is totally, fully fixed in as much as Lord speak. Shamo manishtata, Shama means to fix one's intelligence at the Lord's feet of Krishna. It is Sri Bhagavad Vacha. This is the word Lord Krishna spoke. But tannishta durghata buddhe. But to have this kind of attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna is difficult. Etam santaratim vina. Unless one attains to santarasa, santarati, one is not able to fix, focus his intelligence to Krishna. Tannishta, this is the statement. Rupa Goswami gives in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami supports the point of Lord Chaitanya from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Srimad Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami quoted this, just part of that sloka. Shambho manishtata buddhe. And after that, then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions the whole sloka from Bhagavatam. Samo manishtata buddhe tama indriya shamyam. The word shama or shantarasa indicates that one is attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the first part that we've been discussing. And then dhamma means controlling the senses and not being deviated from the Lord's service. Endurance of unhappiness is the diksha, and dhriti means controlling the tongue and genital. Not go that far. But anyway, these are very important points. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, the conditioned soul under the clutches of Maya, the material energy, is very much agitated by the urges of tongue and the genitals. And we know the very very small book, Rupa Goswami, compiled, is called Upadeshamrita. And those who have attained the attended the Bhakti Shastri course in Mayapur, and there are many other courses in Mayapur, we start Bhakti Shastri course with little tiny book Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. Most of the time this book is not considered very important. It's very small. We start with Bhagavad Gita. But Bhakti Shastri training starts with Upadeshamrita, where the very first text, Rupa Goswami, puts out Vacho Vegam మనశక్రూత వేగం జివ్వా వేగం ఉదరోపస్థ వేగం ఏతాన్ వేగాన్ యోగిష ఏకధీర సర్వామపి మాం ప్రతిబింశ శిష్యా. Translation of this is, one who is able to control the senses, control the urges of speech, mind, and anger, and the urges of the pushings of tongue, udar, upastha, vega, and the urges of belly and genital. One who controls this, one who is able to tolerate these pushings, is qualified, he becomes qualified to initiate or rule all over the world. Sarvam api imam prithivim cha shishya. The whole world, the whole earth, he can discipline shishya. He is able to discipline everyone if one has the control over this. And Srila Prabhupada, commenting on the text, he quotes that, first of all, talking about Tannishtha. The Nishtha, Srila Prabhupada answered, Nishtha means faith in some places. Another place, Nishtha means devotion, and the focus. So that Nishtha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he has taken sannyas, then he's remembering this one shloka was sung by Avanti Brahman. Etam sasthaya paratma nishtam. So that that sloka means paratmanishtha, having total attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nishayi vayaiva. In this way, by worshipping Lord Mukunda, I will cross over this material world. So Srila Prabhupada explains that sannyas means the total absorption in lotus feet of Krishna. If that is not there, then that's not sannyas. And also he explains about ekadandi sannyasi and tridandi sannyasi, Vaishnava sampradaya. We have tridandi sannyasi. The sannyasis are holding a stick. It's called danda. And in that stick, there are three sticks within that. So that is representing your kai, manu, vakya, bodily, mentally, and with the speech. You are serving Krishna only, nothing else. So that is, and of course there is another little piece, it's called also jiva tattva. Within, besides the three sticks, there is also one little stick is attached to it, that's called jiva. So these are all indicating the what's called total surrenderness of jiva to the lotus feet of Krishna. So in this way, a sannyasi is fully dedicated to serve Krishna with the full focus, full attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. And of course, the Mayavadi sannyasis who have one danda, one stick, they don't go that far. They don't want to have this attachment to Krishna. So they have simply that thing. The goal is, well, we'll merge in the Brahma effulgence. So that is their goal. They'll make a propaganda of meditating on Brahma. Of that, that is there, yogis. The yogis meditate upon Brahma. and then finally they get into the effulgence of Brahma. But then the nishtha is, as it is mentioned, Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, the Shantirati is two types. One is called Sama Shantirati, another is Chandra Shantirati. Sama means ordinary, and Chandra means intense. So the example of first is there are a few examples around here. So here, in the Bhaktisambha Sindhu, the statement given here, that when I playfully revealed myself, that's what Lord Krishna is saying, to a yogi, observed in asampragyata samadhi, his body began to shake to the extreme. So asampragyata samadhi means unconscious. Samadhi, where it's not knowing what is going. It could be a samadhi, there are different types of samadhis. As it mentions here, asampragyata samadhi is one, where one is unconscious, is not knowing what's going on. And so Krishna says, the Lord mentions that when I playfully reveal myself to that yogi, who is observing asampragyata samadhi, his body began to shake to the extreme. Isn't a samadhi, he has this the stage of Shantarati. But because Prabhupada mentions in the purport that generally these people who are in Shantarati, they are observing the impersonalist idea, impersonality. But generally, but by fortune, if they get to the connection with devotees or somehow they get darshan of the Lord, then they become immediately transformed to the personality, personal idea, in the Lord's personal form. So in this way, even though they see personal form of the Lord, they still remain Shantarati, because they don't perform service. And then next is Sandra, the Sandra Shantarati. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and this Nirvikalpa Samadhi is mentioned, Srila Prabhupada gave in the characteristics of Shantarati in text, in the same chapter, text 183, saying, Manase Nirvikalpatva Shama Ityavidiyate. What is Shama? Is that Manase Nirvikalpatva. In the mind, one obtains Nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa means there is no, vikalpa means options. Nirvikalpa means no options. No options of some qualification. Nirvikalpa means one is detached from the world and totally, fully focused, fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. So Nirvikalpa, this is called Samadhi, Shama. Manasya Nirvikalpa. So the same Nirvikalpa Samadhi here is mentioned. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, after destroying all ignorance, I experienced a complete bliss, but I saw Krishna directly. But when I saw Krishna directly, that bliss became thousands of times more concentrated. So those who are meditating, whatever amount of bliss they are getting, they are attaining by meditating on the impersonal Brahma. So that is multiplied thousands of million times when he sees the beauty of Krishna. When that person get to see, and we will see that in a few examples here. When they see Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's beautiful form, that bliss became thousands of times more concentrated. The Prabhupada writes that the Shantarati realization of Krishna is in the neutral state between the conception of impersonalism and personalism. This means that one is not very strongly attached to personal feature of the Lord. An appreciation of the greatness of the Lord is called Shantarati. And Prabhupada gives that the statement that in the people who are in Shantarati, they can see, they can feel the energy of Krishna and the greatness of Krishna everywhere. They can appreciate the greatness of the Lord around him. In the first canto, when Bhishma Dev passed away, and that particular purpose, the Prabhupada writes that Bhishma Dev attained the Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Since he was not performing any service, but he was meditating constantly on the lotus feet of Krishna, and at the end he also glorified the qualities of Krishna. So Prabhupada said here, the stage attained by Bhishma Dev while quitting his material body is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, because he merged his self into thinking of the Lord and his mind into remembering his different qualities. He chanted the glories of the Lord, and by his sight he began to see the Lord personally present before him. And thus all his activities became concentrated upon the Lord without deviation. This is the highest stage of perfection. And then Prabhupada goes on explaining that one can come to this state by Shravanam Kirtan. Shravanam Kirtan is the process. And there are nine type of devotional service. And first of them is Shravanam. So by Shravanam, first and then the we need to hear from Bhagavad Gita and gradually from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Prabhupada. And then in this way, under the direction of a qualified spiritual master, a Vaishnava guide, one can come to this stage, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. And in this way, Shantarati is divided into two. The one is Paroksha Shantarati, and another is Aparoksha Shantarati. So, the Paroksha, it's too much a technicality here. And anyway, we'll go through this, how a Bhakti Rasa Mission is presented. O Lord of the sages, tell me if my great austerities and my long practice of Ashtanga Yoga will bear fruit. Will that Param Brahma in human form, with the complexion of a new rain cloud, ever appear before me and bring astonishment to my eyes? That's a Paroksha. He doesn't see, he has never seen Krishna, but then he is expecting something going to happen. And then another example. Now that I remember that effulgence that conquers the complexion of a new rain cloud, which I saw at Kurukshetra at the time of solar eclipse, my restless mind no longer experiences bliss in the impersonal Brahman as it did before. So in this example, you know, the person has seen Krishna in Kurukshetra and during the solar eclipse. He was jubilant at that time. But then later on, when Krishna was not there, it became paroksha. He's not there, then he can't feel that, the bliss. And then, in the presence of Krishna, seeing the Lord is, the example is, oh my Lord, because you are filled with more bliss than Brahman, being the supreme soul, and because I have experienced intense bliss from seeing you directly, what is the necessity of realizing impersonal Brahman? So once you see Krishna's beautiful form, the impersonal Brahman experiences becomes insignificant. So I was thinking of that. Maybe it's related. We talk about Dhruva Maharaj when he was. Of course, Dhruva Maharaj was meditating on the sakar form, in personal form, because he had been seeing the Lord's beautiful form within his heart while he was meditating. And his meditation was so strong, so extreme, that even the demigods could not breathe, because he had controlled the whole life air in his asthiri, in his tapasya. So the Lord himself wishes to come and see this devotee. Bhagavatam says, Madhurvanam Bhartri Didrikshaya Gataha. So Krishna, the Lord didn't come to just to bless him. He came to see him, Bhartri Didrikshaya. As we come to the temple to see, to having desire to see the Lord. So the Lord has a desire to see this devotee, how severe austerity he is doing, how great meditation he is doing. And the personal form of the Lord. So as soon as Lord appears, Dhruva Maharaj, his meditation breaks, because there is no, he cannot see his beloved form of the Lord in his heart anymore. So he becomes restless, and as soon as he opens his eyes, he can see the same form standing right before him. And he tries, because he's a little boy, he didn't have much of knowledge how to deal with this situation. The Lord is right directly in front of him. He folded his hands, and while he's standing with folded hand, he looks like as if he's embracing the Lord. He's embracing, he's kissing the lotus feet of the Lord, and that the Lord can understand how what are the mindset of the Dhruva, the little boy, at this time, seeing the Supreme Personality of God right in front of him. Tatam vivakshantam atadvidandhiya. So the Lord can understand that Dhruva would like to say something, because every person, so what we see in Bhagavatam, whoever sees the Lord right in front of him, he offers a prayer. Dhruva is so little boy, he would like to say something, but he doesn't know what to say. So the Lord, being kind, he touches forehead with his conchal. By conchal, it's called forehead, but kapole means the cheeks. It could be anywhere on the forehead or cheek. Either way it works. As soon as he was touched by the counsel of the Lord, he then started praying the wonderful prayers, offering prayers to the Lord. Was it appropriate to say that the marriage is gentle? Is it appropriate to say? I mean, it's the same. It's fitting in that example. example, Dhruva Maharaj, even though Dhruva Maharaj was meditating upon the personal form, the personal form of the Lord, not impersonal. As it mentioned, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Santarati, the people who are in Santarati, they generally they meditate upon, they are attached to the impersonal form. But since Dhruva Maharaj had the association of Narada Muni, great devotee, so he had developed the personal form in his heart by chanting the holy name of Krishna. And the another example here is, one yogi, on hearing the sound of the king of Panchis, the Panchajanya, suddenly became full of joy. Tears flowed from his eyes. His hair stood on end. His head began to shake. His clothes fell on the ground, and he could no longer maintain his vows. Seeing the Param Brahma with dark complexion in bliss, he showed disregard for the impersonal Brahma by his speech. So that again shows that as soon as we see the beautiful form of the Lord, the realization of impersonal Brahma remains insignificant. Not to think of it. If Krishna is merciful to someone previously fixed in jnana, then he happened to see Krishna, then what happens? That Santa Bhakta becomes elevated to Rati, elevated in Rati for Krishna. And then the person gives another example of Bilamangal Thakur. Advaita Bhiti Pati Kairupasya Swananda Singhasana Lagda Diksha Shathena Kena Vivayam Hatena Dasi Krita Gopavadu Vitena. So, the Vilamangal Thakur says, though I was respected by the followers of Jnana and worshipped by them on the throne of realizing the bliss of Brahma, I was forcibly made into female servant, Dasi, by the crafty boyfriend of the coward woman. I heard from different sources that this was spoken by Madhusudan Saraswati. Madhusudan Saraswati, he was a Mayavadi, he lived in Varanasi. One time, for some task, he had to come to Vrindavan. And then, after being in Vrindavan 2 days, as he was returning, his mind was already captured by Lord Krishna. So he was about to go, and then he again saying, well, I should say more. Somehow he was always going back and forth in his mind. Maybe I should go back to Varanasi. Finally he went to Varanasi, then his mindset was totally changed. It was not like before, studying Vedanta and instructing others. He has so many disciples. And then everybody started asking, what happened to you since you came from Vrindavan and you seem different? So that's what he said, this is why I heard from someone. So he said, Advaita Vithi Pathike Rupasya. Though I was respected by the followers of Jnana and worshipped by them on the throne of realizing the bliss of Brahman. So Sathena Kena Vivayam Hathena Dasi Krita Gopabadhu Vitena. I am forcibly made a female servant by the crafty boyfriend of the coward woman. So finally he gave up his position in Varanasi. Probably he was a Mandaleshwar or something. I didn't say much. And then the person who is in charge, or not in charge, he's the top of that mud, he's called Mandaleshwar. And he's Maharaja Mandaleshwar. So he gave up that and he came to Vrindavan. And he became Krishna devotee. And then his realization, was that Vamsi Bhushita Kara Navani Dadabha Pitambara Daruna Bimba Padada Rosta Purninda Sundara Mukada Ravinda Netra Krishna Param Kima Pitatva Maham Najane. I don't know any other truth, any other reality besides the Krishna who is holding Vamsi. Now Nida Dabha, he has a hue of new rain cloud. Pitambara, he wears yellow clothes. Aruna Bimba Phalada Rosta, Bimba Phalada, he's holding Bimba. And Purnenda Sundara Mukha, his lotus face is so beautiful, like full moon. Aravinda Netra, and eyes of lotus petal. So I know this only that my mind is captured by him. I don't know anything else. I don't know Brahman. I don't know anything else. Don't ask me anything more. I become the servant of this crafty boyfriend of our woman, of Rajas. The impressions of jnana will slacken by the mercy of the Lord, and the person will attain the perfection of bliss in Bhakti Rasa, as in the case of Sukadeva Goswami. This is also written in Bhakti Rasa. Sukadeva Goswami was so detached, so renunciate, that immediately after taking birth, he went toward the forest. Yam praprajanta manupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakatara ajuhava putreti tanmayataya taravopinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam manimana prashvini. Sri Sutta Goswami pays his obeisance at the beginning of his speech in Bhagavatam that Sukadeva Goswami was so detached, he left home immediately after birth. Anupetam apetakrityam. He was not even given the
before
my prison. Yeah, so not even no sanskar for name giving ceremony, no other ceremony, no benefiting, no upanayanam. None of the sanskaras were given. But immediately gives up home and goes to the forest. And then Dasdev is crying behind him. My son, oh my son, my son, I didn't even see you properly. Well, we go. Utreti tanmayataya taravobhinedu. Taravobhinedu. So when Vyasadeva was crying like this, taravobhinedu, the tree responded him. What are you looking for? Sarvabhuta hridayam. He is in the heart of everyone. such a renunciate, such a detached person, when he heard from the same of that Vyasadeva's disciples some slokas in the forest, he was meditating on the impersonal Brahman. When he heard this nice beautiful slokas that Lord Vyasadeva had taught to his disciples, Prabhupakiyam sanakala kutam digamsaya apaya dakshadvi lebhe gatim datrujitam tatonyam kambhadayatum saranam rajema. So Bhagavante saying, he was already full of knowledge, but didn't need any translation. He understood by hearing this. By hearing this, he understood how kind is that personality of Godhead. Bhakti, that the demoness came to kill him, but instead, since the Bhutana gave her breast to this Lord, he accepted that giving, that this demon, even though she came to kill me, but she is giving me something. She is giving me. So the reciprocation of that giving by Bhutana that Krishna considers so much that I should give her in the position of my mother. Leve gatim dhatri chita, dhatri uchita, as good as his mother. That position he gave to Putana, as good as his mother's. So kamba dayalam saranam raja. Who could be more merciful than him that I go to the shelter? To whose shelter I can go? To whose shelter I could go? Who could be more merciful than this? So then, when he realized that, then that person is really merciful. I should know more, and more. I should learn more about it. So he comes back, and he learns Bhagavata from Vyasadeva.
Even
though he was so detached, so renounced, because his mind was attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna has attracted him. So therefore he came to his father and learned Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. So then, right after this, then the Rupa Goswami writes, Samo Manishtata Buddhe, this Sri Bhagavat Vacha. Tanishtata Durghata Buddhe Etam Santarati Vina. Unless one comes to the platform of Santarati, the complete focus of his intelligence, the lotus feet of Krishna, is impossible. Therefore, so Srila Prabhupada, I said we should come to that state at least, Santarati. Then we will be able to perform devotional service. And that comes by the Savana Kirtana. And in the Bhakti Sandarbha, writes in the topic of chanting the holy name, Shravana Kirtana. In Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 5, 36, 37, but he says that therefore, for human beings wandering in this material world, there is no benefit higher than this, from which one attains supreme peace and cessation of the cycle of birth and death. So this is all. Nahyata paramo labho dehinam brahmatamiha yato vindeta paramam shantim ashati sansiti. So just before this, the Shloka is kalutavada nityarya pranakyan saravagina. Now it's also the glories of the holy name, that all that you could people attain in Satya Yuga by performing meditation and all that. In Kali Yuga, you can simply by chanting the holy name, you can achieve. So, Kirtana. So, simply by chanting the holy name, you can attain the Paramam Shanti. So, the topmost peace one can attain. And then he proves by quoting this sloka again, Sambho Manishita Buddhe Bhagavad Vakyam Sharena Dhanadi Apishadhyam Sarvat Krishnam Bhagavanishtam Prabhnati. So, those people, those dhyanis, who having intense meditation on something, whatever peace they could get, and greater than that, one attains by simply being observed in devotional service.
What
would you call it? Yes, so this is the commentary on that the version of Christ in the Krama Bhakti Sandarbha.
His own verse.
Yeah. So Sambho Manishtita Buddhe, this sloka is quoted, and then he says, Bhagavad Bhakyam Chaya. According to this statement of the Lord, Dhyanadivir Apashadhyam, the supreme peace which is impossible to obtain from the other sources, other processes like dhyana and jnana and so on and so on, one attains that supreme peace, Bhagavad Nishtha and the total absorption of the lotus feet of Krishna. And at the same time, anusangana samsara sanasati, and its samsara, its repetition about the death, will be also deleted. अतः एव ध्याननिष्ठा अपि कृतादि प्रजा तथादृश्यं भगवन्निष्ठां न प्राप्तवन्त्यः प्राप्तवत्यः. सो देयर फोर फॉर दिस रीजन इन दि अदर युगस इन सत्य द्वापर पीपल हुएवर डिड द मेडिटेशन एंड यज्ञस एंड अर्चना दे कुड नॉट ऑब्टेन दिस काइंड ऑफ पीस निष्ठा दिस काइंड ऑफ निष्ठा बाय डूइंग ऑल दोस डिफरेंट प्रोसेसेस बिकॉज the holy name was available at that time too. In other yugas also holy name is available. And as we see that King Ambarish Maharaj was observed in Savayamana Krishna Padaravanda, Patan Sivakunta. That was there. But then not most of the people accepting it. Because what a little holy name will do? they were proud of doing thousands of years of meditation and then obtaining something of it. But what we said the holy name will do. And that's what these people did have faith. But someone who had faith, they achieved it. Mahabhagavata nityam kalu kurvanti kirtana. This is a statement from Skanda Puran. So that says that tadrisa nishtha karanam kirtana mahatmanja. So this kind of nishtha, this kind of attachment to Krishna, it's possible through the holy name, through the chanting of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even though this was available in every yuga, but then this is especially available to everyone in Kali Yuga. Because other yuga people have their own pride that you can do something else, go against the Lord. But in Kali Yuga especially, this for everyone, anyway. Okay, these are the few reflections I have noted here. Any questions?
But it's still not, because there's no word for word in that shloka song, it's about our lotus feet, but the translation is lotus feet. But it sounds like the person has to come to say, then if you think of lotus feet. If you think already of lotus feet, you are on a higher level.
Yeah, so Vina Etam Santarati Vina, it says that. That's a short mention statement Rupa Goswami gave in Bhakti Rasa Mishindu. That Nishtha, Samoman Nishtha Tarpudde, that Nishtha will not come until you are in Santarati. Vina Etam Santarati Vina. Unless one comes to Santarati, that Nishtha, that total absorption, the Nishtha focus, attachment to Krishna will not happen. Yeah, you can make a disciple means he can discipline them. After discipline then he comes to the, you know. He has to come to that.
Only Brahman may be disciple. Someone Brahman is such can control this also
person.
Yeah, and the commentary Prabhupada points out that the only way to start with is because the tongue is the most formidable enemy. So that to control the tongue, one has to eat prasad. That's it.
But if you can only, in that
third
verse, five,
Yeah, Mahiya Sampada was Gopisekam, it says Mahan, taking the dust of the Mahan, the Mahat. So, and then Mahat could be impersonal, or personal, impersonal is right.
I guess it's the same kind of confusion. It's like you're mentioning, you're talking about nirvikalpa samadhi, and then you wonder, okay, are these people impersonalists or they're personalists? You mentioned about Bhishmadev being in nirvikalpa samadhi. Like, I guess, is that something only the impersonalists? I guess it's not only the impersonalists attain it. I mean, Bhishmadev was, it's just at a lower level of samadhi, then they go to a higher level of samadhi, or?
What I understood was, as Prabhupada mentions in the foreword, generally, in this, the people who are in this stage, in Sankarati, they are attached to impersonal ideas. But then, fortunately, someone will come to the connection of the Supreme Lord, like Sant Kumaras, four Kumaras. They were impersonal. But when they got to see the Lord, then they became attached to Krishna, the Lord's form. So in this way, it could be like Saint's story.
But then you also mentioned that Bhishmadev being in that, so where does he come?
I was in doubt also in that. Because Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, Bhishma finally, he left his body, or his Shruntashvasa Uparamat. He was, that's what the last breath he took. So that, in that purport, Prabhupada writes, Nirvikalpa Samadhi
states. Another question was that you're mentioning sannyas, ekadanda, and tridandi. Just the other day in our reading, the question came up about tridanda. Is the tridandi sannyas, was that started with Lord Nityananda, or was there tridandi sannyas, or was there only ekadanda sannyas prior to that?
Yeah, the Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit also, he took sannyas, tridandi
sannyas?
Chatra sannyas. And he accepted one disciple called Madhavacharya. He was sannyasi. And this way the Tridanda sannyasis came to
Vishnu Swami's
Vinitam. Yeah. Prabhupada mentioned.
You said Vishnu? Vishnu Swami's, they had Tridanda sannyas before? So it was not Nityananda vibrating that. Just wonder, because so many of we here in the CC, that so many of them are sort of Damodar or Ramananda Puri, or, they all took sannyas. So there was Tridandi sannyas. Okay. Then why is that these all these great souls, like we're just reading about Sri Damodar, Brahmacharya, Purushottamacharya, why did he go to Banaras and take Ekadanda sannyas? He didn't take formal sannyas, but he took sannyas from a Shankarai. Well, he didn't formally take, but then he was following all the principles. And then even others, like Ramananda.
Neutrality. rasa like that. What about all the great personalities that came here reading in Srimad Bhagavatam, that came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam contributed to Goswami? You don't hear their great devotional apologies afterwards like that. They all, some of them were not even maybe considered devotees. I don't know how many great personalities came there.
They were moonies.
Yeah, moonies. So what happened to them? Did they came to practice and
enjoyed knowledge?
Yeah, practice.
They got the bean bag and...
another question is, when Sukadeva was running and Tamsara Bhutta Hridayamanam Manakosu,
Tamsara Bhutta Hridayamanam,
probably the translation that
he can enter everyone's heart, but it sounds like it could also mean that he is chasing after the person who can enter everyone's heart. It could mean both things. What do you say? But it sounds like when you gave the explanation, like that, I don't know.
Sarabhutta Hridayam means he is Sarvabhuta Hridayam, so he is primary to have in all the living entities, living beings. Sarvabhuta Hridayam.
No, but who? Sukadeva or Krishna? Both.
Sukadeva or Shami. As it mentioned that Sukadeva or Shami has that quality to become. I mean, his self is like that, that he is friendly to everyone.
The tree that tells me Vyasadeva?
Yes, the tree is that. And then there's another incident too, that as he was going, the ladies were taking bath naked in the river. As Sukadeva Goswami passed by, they didn't care,
Vishvana Yantram,
Atma
Jamatma.
Yes, and so as Vyasadeva approached, and they immediately covered themselves.
And then
Vishvana Yantram, Vishvana Your son is a vivikta, he is full of knowledge. He doesn't see that there is a woman and there is a man, so for him it doesn't matter. Therefore, we didn't have to bother. But then, because you are a grihastha person, so you have the distinction that we are a woman and you are a man, therefore we have to.
That when Sanatana Goswami was wearing one cloth on his head, Jagadananda asked him, "Oh, it must be Mahaprabhu's cloth." He said, "No, it's Nipunta Saraswati." So he was around that time, and then Jagadananda got angry, he was going to whack him with a frying pan. But so he must have been a great person. Sanatana Goswami was wearing his cloth on his head, the same person.
And he was a great devotee. He wrote Bhagavad Gita commentaries, Bhagavad commentaries. He's been known in the Vaishnava.
Bilva Mangala was talking about him. Bilva Mangala was before, a few younger years, but he lived for so many years, about 700 days. Anyway, it's interesting that the chronology is like.
Just have one comment. So Rampa Swami's website states that Shantarasa is two kinds. One is transcendental, like Rajadhun. In Golok Vrindavan, there's Rajadhun. So that is in Shantaras. It can give devotional service to everybody else. And then there is a Vaikuntha or a material world, Shantaras. I just wanted to add that comment.
Yeah, I guess that's the point you said, the Shantarati is two types. One is shama, is ordinary. Another is intense. So intense must be in the
background. So what do you mean by Kundalini is ordinary?
Shama is ordinary. Chandra is a Vaikuntha. So that's
what is ordinary.
Ordinary is in ordinary sense, where there's not much intense. Sometimes, like myself, sometimes I do, sometimes.
As a different
text
name?
Yeah, Chandra Santarati, Sama Santarati, and Chandra Santarati. And later on, it divides again into two, that Paroksha Santarati and Aparoksha Santarati.
Which one is divided into two? That's always confusing.
The Santarati. So it's Chandra, the second one.
So what is the difference? Paroksha means he wants to see Krishna.
Paroksha means not seeing Krishna, but he is...
Aparoksha means that you don't see.
Aparoksha means you are seeing. You are seeing Krishna.
So aparoksha means what?
What is the other